Well, this week I received an invitation. It was actually an invitation which was given to somebody else and then passed on to somebody else. And then in the end, it was given to me. And it says at the top, VIP priority. Very important person priority. And it was an invitation to the Great British Circus, which has been on Stapleford. It's on until next Sunday as well, if you want to go and see it. There have been two circuses in the just outside the town recently, one in Nottingham, Uncle Sam's, that was last week. And this week it's been the Great British Circus up at Stapleford. And here was this invitation. And I could go free, as long as I paid £3 for a programme, or free, as long as I paid £6 to change my seat, to go and see this circus. But only on Wednesday and Thursday. Only last Wednesday and Thursday. Well, I got this invitation, and I'm very excited about circuses, because I'm a bit sad like that. And I looked in my diary, and there were other things on Wednesday and Thursday. And I thought, well, I can't go. I can't possibly phone so-and-so up and say, I'm ever so sorry, I can't come and see you anymore to discuss that life-important issue, because I'm going to the circus. I don't think they would have thought that was very good indeed, would they? They'd have said, you've got your priorities wrong. And sometimes we get invitations, don't we, and we can't go, because already we've got something else in our diaries. And sometimes it's difficult to know what to do, isn't it? Should we stick with what was in our diaries first? Should we make that our priority? Or should we ask the person if we can change the date in which we're going to see them? We never quite know what to do, but it's hard, isn't it, to work out our priorities. Now imagine that you'd received an invitation from somebody really, really important on a day when you were already booked up. A very important invitation on a day when you were already booked up. What would you do? Let me tell you what somebody did some years ago. They actually wrote to an expert on etiquette. Etiquette experts are those who know which knife and fork you're supposed to use when you go into a restaurant, that sort of thing. They know what to do. They teach us how we behave. And the question to the etiquette expert was, listen to this, what is the right thing to do when you've been invited to Buckingham Palace, but you already have something planned on that day? This person had received an invitation from the Queen, so they wrote to an etiquette expert and said, what is the right thing to do when you've been invited to Buckingham Palace, but you already have something planned on that day? And the answer was this. Reply. An invitation to Buckingham Palace is a command, and it automatically cancels any other engagement. That was the reply. An invitation to Buckingham Palace is a command, and it automatically cancels any other engagements. Well, you might not be a fan of the Queen here this morning, but she's head of the country. And what she says by way of invitation is a command, and everything else is to take second place. And yeah, that's important for us this morning because of this. What God says in his word in the Bible is to take first place. What God commands is to take first place in our lives. And he says, seek first the kingdom of God. And that means this morning that if we're not in God's kingdom, if we haven't turned to God, then his command to turn and believe on the Lord Jesus means that everything else in our lives, everything, should take second place. Because it's God who's commanding. And it's the most important thing in the world. The one who speaks, the one who invites, the one who commands is God himself, who made me and made you and made everything. And it's his son who has died for our sins on the cross. And knowing him and loving him and having our sins forgiven and being obedient to him by faith is the most important thing that you or I can ever do. And this morning he commands to turn and believe before you do anything else. Because it's the most important thing for us to do. And he commands, and everything else has to be set aside, that we would be obedient to what he says to us in faith. Because he's the Lord. He is God this morning. And he speaks. And we're to humble ourselves and trust him and be obedient to his word. And that's why in our next song this morning, for which there are 8 verses, the chorus each time says, "Crown him Lord of all." Recognise this morning, perhaps afresh, that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and humble yourself to have him reign over the whole of your life.